This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. More than 300 voters in southwest Colorado didn't get their mail-in ballots during the primary, and that has the state considering more oversight for the upcoming general election. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
About a quarter of Dolores County's ballots got lost in the mail on their way from the printer, and those ballots included a Republican state house primary where just three votes now separate the candidates. Leading candidate Larry Don Sukla said voters were left out.
A lot of people didn't even know there was an election going on. They wait till they get a ballot in the mail, and then they research the candidate. And so I had a lot of phone calls from some very upset people that did not get to vote.
Voters could have requested replacement ballots or voted in person, but it's too late now. The primary's in a recount. Meanwhile, state officials are concerned the county didn't alert them to the problem before the election. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Voters in Denver will decide in November whether the city will remove its citizenship requirement for police and fire department jobs. The change would allow non-citizens who meet certain work and residency requirements to apply for roles in those departments. And it would bring Denver into compliance with federal anti-discrimination laws. Denver City Council member Jamie Torres.
We absolutely are standing right in the face of employment discrimination. And for us to just look like we can ignore it until the Department of Justice comes knocking at our door.
The city council voted this week to pass the question on to voters this fall. CU Boulder has a new chancellor for the first time in 15 years. Justin Schwartz has been at Penn State and North Carolina State University. He told Colorado Matters that he wants to improve equity at CU by making sure students have the resources they need.
Making sure that they're having the same experience of curricular and co-curricular and life success and excitement every step of the way, and that our graduating class is just as diverse as our incoming class.
We'll hear more from the new chancellor later this morning. In Boulder, Denver, the metro area, highs in the 80s this afternoon with a good chance for thunderstorms later on. This is CPR News.